became aware of the power of conversation when I was a stay-at-home mom of three preschoolers. Friends would call and I'd talk their ears off, desperate for adult communication. If I remember correctly, some of them quit calling. When the children became teenagers, I loved driving them wherever they needed to go, as when there was no eye contact, they were much more open and talkative, giving me an important view into their worlds.
Too much of living, breathing, and being alone opened that window specifically with Agnes. When deep in the ugly grays of winter, I called her out of the blue to ask if she would simply phone me for just 1 week for 5 minutes, just to ask me what I was doing for the day, so I could talk to someone, hear another voice. Note, loneliness being one of our conversational themes over the last year, to make my long story even longer, before long it was Agnes who suggested that our 5 minute sound checks were actually interesting, and going on for 20-30 minutes, we would just take off. I firmly believe that conversation saves us. It heals and reveals.
And now, as a boomer who doesn't have any interest in retiring, I am rejuvenated, replenished by conversation. I'm cognizant of the power and the importance of both conversation and story. And Suleika, I appreciate always being able to exchange ideas, thoughts, and words with you.
Well, one other thing. Whenever I mention that our podcast is called The Lost Art of Conversation, the response is always positive. There's always an emotional response of, oh, great, that's a great idea. So going with that, let's go with it.
Let's go.
Okay. Now, maybe we should turn all other devices off.
There we go.
Okay, finish your story. I do want to hear it.
Oh, no. It just said, as it turned out, just like 2 minutes before 8:30 when I got there, her phone started ringing off the hook. And she didn't know how to put a caller on hold to let me buzz open. And I guess she didn't have a busy signal. She has obviously another line or something that goes to voicemail. And so even when I phoned her, it rang and didn't ring busy. So same thing. I mean, everything happened at once.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. You're in the money.
Oh, yeah, let's go, baby. Before we get started on that, I just wanted to let you know that I've talked to Sharna about my visit in June, and mm-hmm. I'm thinking that it's better if we meet, or it's better for Sharna if I go over later in the month as opposed to early in the month. Can we talk about that so maybe this week sometime?
What do you call later in the month?
I call it somewhere around the 18th. And you were around the 16th, 17th, 18th, staying till the 23rd or 24th.
Yeah, same. You know, at that point in time, the same thing for me. I will need to make it a weekend.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I will absolutely need to make it a weekend because I have another contract Tuesday, Thursday mornings. I'm back teaching my exercise class.
Okay.
I mean, I could come like Friday evening after, or possibly even earlier on Friday, depends on the day it is.
And, you know, she can, we've got plenty of beds there. You're welcome to stay, she said.
Oh, thank you. No, yeah. For me, it's more that I have my grandson.
Oh, yeah.
Before and after school care. Some Fridays, one of his parents is off. So I could get away on the Friday after I take him to school. Or I might not even have to take him to school if his mother's off.
Okay.
We will make that decision when... Yeah, and I think it's probably easier. It won't be rushed if you don't, you know, like if it's, I can even bring a blanket and a pillow, it's not a big deal. But if I were to sleep over, then we have more time and more relaxed time.
I'd like that.
And a glass of wine time in terms of, I find sometimes a glass of wine is just enough to relax the brain to go places that it might not go otherwise in the light of day.
Really? I've never heard of that.
Yeah. No, but... Seriously, I mean, it's, you know, some of the ideas, they sound fantastical sometimes after a drink or two.
Yes.
But sometimes you need to go to the fantastical to find something new and innovative.
I absolutely agree with you. And so would every shaman who has smoked peyote.
Yes.
On and on. I mean, great stories about that. I love this word fantastical. Do you know that you've created a new word?
No way.
You have so. Okay, maybe not. Okay, let's get into what we're going to do with Mr. Safeway Man.
Yes, well, or with his people.
Oh, yes, sorry, that was me. So we're meeting at 10:30 on the 15th of May, and I've identified 10 points that I want to make clear with him. Specifically, five common errors that non-English speaking speakers make, and five very specific ones that Chinese people make because their language is logographic, which means that it's based on characters. So their quest to understand us and ours with them is that first they have to go through the character, which we don't have. So there's no relationship there. It just makes it more difficult, but it's exasperated by the point that the fact that both languages, both English and Chinese, use the same word order. In other words, we use noun, verb, object. They do the same. So it exacerbates the problem because we have the one missing ingredient, or they have the one additional ingredient, and that is the character thing. Mm-hmm. So there are ways around that and how to work around. That's what the exercise will be about. Now, how do I, you know, I don't want to make it sound like you have Chinese workers and they need to understand English. I don't want to be that bold, but there are very specifics with the Chinese versus Persians, Iranians, Koreans, etc.
Well, you know, I think part of it would come into your experience. I have experience with Asians, Mideasterns. Like, you can be very vague. And what my non-scientific data shows me is that because of the symbols used in the Chinese language, or I don't know if you can be specific with Mandarin or Cantonese, or, and is it the same with Japanese? Because I know the characters are quite similar. But what I have found is that because all these other languages do not have that, there are these extra errors that I would focus on if the class were primarily, or I could do an extra couple of classes with just the specifically Chinese clients. Okay. So you're presenting data. You're not saying these people have a problem. You're presenting data.
Good. Yep. I'm marking all this down by hand or chiseling out on my rock tablet with a stone. Exactly. And there are very specific exercises that go with each problem. So, for example, for everybody else who has the top five misunderstandings in people learning English, and English is hideously difficult.
Oh, absolutely. It's difficult for native English speakers.
And I'll bet if I asked five people I know, or five people off the street, what a collocation was or is, they'd say, huh? What?
Huh? What?
What? A collocation is things like words that go together naturally that we use constantly, consistently in language, like heavy drinker, words that go side by side. Colloquial means side by side.
Fantastical ideas.
Well, not that one in particular, but you could.
It is for me. Well, okay, now there's another interesting concept is if I have these phrases that I have developed throughout my life. Yeah. And what is the word collocations?
Collocation. C-O-L-L-A-C-C-O-L-L collocation. Collocation.
Yeah. So can I have my own personal collocations? Or are they more language, general, country, whatever, specific? Hello?
Yes, I'm just grabbing my notes here.
Yes. Well, I'm thinking, that was such an astounding question. She's dumbstruck.
Well, things like, and it goes hand in hand. Actually, what would be good for me to do is to find out how collocations have evolved. Because nouns and verbs have specifics, nouns and nouns have specifics, adjectives and nouns have specifics, adverbs and adjectives. Happily married, for example, fully aware, blissfully unaware, deeply competitive, worried about, deeply affected, deeply unhappy, highly unlikely. Those are collocations.
Time doing the dishes. I'm at a site called thoughtco.com.
That's a good one. I didn't find it as good as the other place that I went for my research.
Okay.
It's that kind of thing that that someone coming into the English language just wouldn't have a clue. But we use it all the time. So I want to make a point that, And I don't want to get too, and this is where the cars crash on the highway with me. I want to pull in 14 things when I only need to do two. And I don't want to get too involved in, the collocation thing, but I did find it interesting.
Well, and I think too, if you try to throw a word like collocation at an English learner,
yeah,
you may get this, oh my God, what have I done? I'm in taking my master's degree before I've even taken grade four.
No, I wasn't going to do it to them, do it my discussion with Mike to make the point.
Okay.
We as English speakers, most of us don't even know how to speak English. But if you don't have a background, things like collocations can really mess you up.
So what is your direction when you go in to see him? Are you hoping that he will hire you to deal with his staff or just present this as a possibility to staff and they pay? Like, what is your goal walking in the door?
Those two things. I'd like to do both. I'd like to present the idea of, hey, I'm a private tutor. I could come in. I could do that. Somewhere in the third quarter, there will be a specific website where people can go.
Right.
So those are the two. I'd like to be as broad as I can.
Now, one thing you might do too is, you know, if he's looking favorably at this, is saying, our first go round will be a beta test as I present this in a group situation, because you are doing groups, I presume.
Yes, groups of 4 and 5 is comfortable.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm willing to reduce my rate by 10% or the opposite, because we will be building the perfect course and I will be putting so much more into this first one. I think you need to qualify that the first one is going to be either a test run, like a building block. I don't mean testing as in, will this work? Because we know it'll work. But do you know specifically what his employees want?
Ask him in that meeting is, what do you notice? What do you see? What are the things that come to you?
And, you know, he may not be able to answer that concisely because he's never considered teaching his staff English before. Which is where you might want to say, okay, well, how about if we run a pilot at this price?
Okay.
And then we will know at the end of, you know, like whether you have one or two groups that go through.
Yeah.
You're going to know what the final class is going to look like. And that's the one that we could then consider putting online as the basic course that they could take, again, at a discounted price because you're not hands-on. And then they come to you one-on-one or two-on-one for advanced classes. Or bring their family. You know, you might have a family rate. Because this is the only person in the family that speaks any English, for example.
Right.
But, you know, their auntie and uncle want to learn, or their cousins are coming to the country and know a little bit, but want, you know, I mean, there's so many possibilities up the road for private.
Right. Uh-huh. So does that mean a survey?
No, I think you go in with an idea. I think in this particular case, do they know exactly? I mean, you can prepare a survey and I can help you with that. You can do it online. So they can just go there and answer questions and you will get the information. But I guess, like, because I don't know your business, do they know what they need? Or will this be just something that as you go along, you're going to see deficiencies or they're going to recognize deficiencies and talk to you in the moment? So do they know in advance what they don't know?
Right.
You know, if they do know what they need and what they don't know, then yes, a survey is fabulous.
Yep.
But if they don't know, they can't answer a survey.
That's right. Yeah. He's kind of left it up to me in terms of, and we really haven't talked. I sent him a letter. He said 4 words next time I saw him. He said, I'll get back to you. He went on vacation. He's got the letter. All it says basically is, I had this experience. It reminded me about what I do. I teach people for the training of IELTS, which is the government needed test for people getting their permanent residency card. And his response to me, again, in another grunted 5 words, was let's see what you want to do. Let's sit down and see what you'd like to do.
Okay, so I guess the other thing now that I would come at you with before you speak with him is what's in it for him. So first of all, he will have staff that can communicate better with the customer. Happier customers. Like right now, is there a problem? Are there any arguments on floor? You know, any of that stuff because his staff don't have good enough English.
Yeah.
As I say, what's in it for him is going to be, I think, especially in your first meeting, what you need to have down pat. And then will his staff stay with him longer because he's a progressive employer?
Yes.
He's helping them, you know, not only get a job, but succeed at their job.
Yeah.
And then also, too, if stage two for you and the classes is the fact they could do a family plan.
Yeah.
Then once again, that reflects well upon their employer who's given them this gift, which is you.
Yes.
But I think, as I say, I think what you've got to be prepared for is selling him on what's in it for him.
Thank you. That's very good. Yes, yes.
And especially if he's going to be, you know, fronting some of the cash. Or maybe they could do a 50-50 or some sort of a split, a percentage split.
Right.
I, the employer, upon completion, will reimburse you 50% of the course or something.
Right. Okay.
So he's not on the hook for the whole thing, and they do have to pay up front, and he doesn't pay if they don't complete. So if they get three classes in and go like, oh, you know, I'm moving on to my next job or something.
Right.
Or I don't feel like showing up on Tuesday evenings, whatever it is, then he doesn't have to pay.
Yep. Okay. I'm making notes. I'm not sitting here stunned by your brilliance.
No, I really. The other thing to remember is today is the 6th of May. Is it? No, the 7th of May. And the recording will be on our Skype page for a month.
Okay.
So if you go like, oh, what was the nature of that part of the conversation? You can always go listen, even if you have to download it.
Okay, fair enough. No, I'm pretty fast when it comes to that writing thing. Gee, what a surprise. Okay, good. That gives me stuff to put back into the blender. We don't need to carry on much further. I'm going to work on this and send you something in the next 5 days or 3 days about what we've discussed and what I think I'm going to do as sort of an outline, 5 points. This is what's going to happen. What do you think?
That sounds good. What I might also suggest is, you know, he said, come on in and tell me what you want to do. Turn it around, do that, and say, okay, you've heard me. What would make this work for you? Like, what would you like your employees to have? And don't say, whoa. Even if you say, okay, at this point in time, I think we can do that. Let me talk to my tech support.
Yeah.
And find out if we can do that.
Okay.
Like just accept everything. And then, you know, whether we just throw ideas around or whether, you know, I figure out if we can do this technologically, whatever, just don't refuse anything based on your current technological expertise.
Thank you.
So, you know, ask him what will make this work for you? What would you like to see your employees get?
Uh-huh. Good. Okay. Okay, good. Yeah. All right. I think I got it.
Alrighty.
All right.
So exciting. Well, congratulations.
Well, to both of us. I mean, the dog and pony of doing this one-on-one in my living room is getting a bit thin. And I really appreciate your expertise. And you said something last week that had me gobsmacked. And it's, it was great.
What did I say that was so astounding?
It was so good. I would never have come up with it. Making money without working.
Well, what you'll hear online, if you ever sort of delve into anything online, is it's called making money while you sleep.
Oh, that's a good
but,
one.
But you see, the other thing that one of the trainers that I had said, you can't make money while you sleep until you make money while you're awake.
Okay, now I'm confused.
Well, no, I mean, technology is fabulous.
Yes.
But you've got to prove that it works in real time before we put it online and offer it up so that you're hands off and you earn money while got you're it. Sleeping. Yeah.
That is very smart.
Yeah.
And your truncated version is very pithy, you know, which I liked and I copied down.
There you go.
So when do we talk next? I think this week is out. Do we talk next week or do we not?
Let's see. Thursday. It's a full day. Friday. Yeah. And I mean, unless you want to touch base on the weekend, I don't know. And right now, I don't know. Like, she's so nervous, this woman. She's lovely and she's coming along in leaps and bounds, even though she doesn't admit it. But right now, I think it's just more that she's so nervous that she likes to have me nearby in the morning.
Of course.
And I don't know, tomorrow's a really full day for me because I've got physio at 4, so I won't even be until after dinner. But even Friday, after my morning, like my 9 o'clock with this lady, like 11 on, we could chat if you wanted to run any ideas by, and you could don't even have to make that decision right now.
Okay. I'll let you know about Friday after 11.
Okay.
And I'll get working on this and I'll send you something before the end of the week.
Okay. No, that sounds good.
All right.
Okay. Well, have a good one. Be productive.
Yes.
And we will talk when we talk next.
Thank you, Agnes.
Okay. Talk to you later.
My new name for you is Cecil Bede Agnes, my new director.
Is it Cecil or Cecil?
Let's call him Cecil. Cecil Bede Agnes.
There we go. Agnes B. DeMille.
Okay, that's even better. Okay.
Yes, Agnes B. DeMillion. Oh, you want to hear what I'm going to put on? Oh, you don't know about this. Every Wednesday, I put what's called my hump day haha.
Yeah.
And it says, this one is, I've started investing in stocks, beef, chicken, vegetable. I hope one day to be a bullionaire. Isn't that lovely?
It is so terrible. It's wonderful.
Oh, they're all terrible. They're all terrible, terrible. I get eye rolls and groans and people saying, oh my God, I want a blah emoji.
Well, thank you for sharing.
So I'm Agnes B. de Moulinaire. Okay.
Okay.
We'll talk next.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Okay, bye. Thank you.